Good morning.
Good morning.
And how? Good morning.
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 Are you happy in the Lord?
在主里喜乐吗?
Amen. God is a good God.
神是一个美好的神.
Amen.
Amen.
God is a wonderful God.
神是奇妙的神.
Just like the beautiful song we sang earlier.
就像我们刚刚唱过那美妙的诗歌.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
耶稣爱我, 我知道.
Amen.
Amen.
How do we know that God loves us?
我们怎么知道神爱我们呢?
Because the Bible tells us so.
因为圣经这样告诉我们.
Amen.
Amen.
Whether we feel good or we feel bad,
不管你感觉如何,
that is not important.
这并不重要.
God loves us.
神爱我们.
Even though we are bad people,
虽然我们不好,
even though we are good people,
虽然我们很好,
God always loves us.
神都爱我们.
是不是? 是. In our Indian language, we have a small proverb like this.
在印度的话语有这样的一个俗语。
You know how a crow looks like?
你知道乌鸦像什么样子吗?
不知道? You know the crow, the small black bird?
那个小小的黑色的鸟。
没有看?
有。
Is it beautiful?
好看吗?
Very ugly.
很丑陋.
So the proverb is like this.
所以那个谚语是这样子.
Even the crow, when it has a small little baby bird,
即使那个乌鸦在它有那个小小 baby 的时候,
though it is very ugly,
虽然是很丑陋,
but to the mother, that baby ugly bird is a beautiful bird.
但对这个妈妈鸟呢来说, 这个小乌鸦却是她所心爱的.
Amen. In the same way,
同样的,
even though we are rotten people, God loves us.
虽然我们很败坏, 但是神爱我们。
He looks at a rotten person.
他看着我们这样子,
He can love us.
他仍然爱我们。
We are not able to do like that.
我们没有办法这样做。
When people are good to us,
当别人对我们好,
we like them.
我们喜欢他们。
When they are not good to us,
当他们对我们不好,
we don't like them.
我们就不喜欢他们。
对不对? 对。 But God's heart is not like that.
但是神的心不是这样子的。
Irrespective of what we are,
他尊重我们是怎样的人,
He loves us.
他爱我们。
Amen.
Amen.
We must learn this from the Lord Jesus.
我们需要从主耶稣来学习这样的功课。
We must also carry that same kind of love.
我们也需要有同样的爱。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
as Jesus loved us, we should love one another.
正如基督怎样爱我们, 我们应当彼此相爱。
If you don't like anybody on this earth,
如果你在这个世上有任何你所不爱的人,
let's say for example,
举个例子说,
you don't like someone in your church,
你不喜欢你教会, 某一个弟兄姊妹,
every time you see them,
每一次你看到他,
you close your eyes,
你就闭上眼睛,
you think in your heart,
你在心里面想,
Lord, why did you save them?
主啊, 你为什么要救他?
Better for that person to go to hell.
最好让他去地狱。
Do you think like that?
你会这样想吗?
没有。
没有。
Oh, you are wonderful people.
哦, 没有, 太好了。
真的吗? 真的? Oh, you are wonderful people.
太好了。
Jesus loves you very much.
耶稣很爱你。
No wonder Jesus loves Taiwan people.
难怪, 主耶稣爱台湾的百姓。
Because you are a wonderful Christians.
因为你是太好的基督徒了。
But we Indian people are not like that.
但是我们印度人不是这样子。
Our hearts are not as good as like Taiwanese people.
我们心没有像你们的心那么好。
Sometimes we think evil of other people.
我们有时候呢, 就用邪恶来看待人。
There was once a man.
有一次有一个人,
he was praying.
他在祷告。
Oh Lord, bless me, Lord.
主啊, 祝福我。
Every day he was praying like that.
每天他就这样祷告。
Lord, look at me.
主啊, 你看着我。
I'm a poor person.
我很穷。
I don't have anything on this earth.
我在地面上没有什么。
Please bless me.
主啊，你祝福我。
Every day was praying like that.
每天就这样祷告。
One day,
有一天
as he was praying,
当他祷告的时候
Jesus appeared before him.
主耶稣向他显现。
My dear son.
我亲爱的儿子
I have heard your prayer
我听到你的祷告
I have come to bless you
我来祝福你
Ask me whatever you want
你求我
Whatever you ask me
无论你求什么
I will give it to you
我会应许你
The man was so happy
这个人很高兴
Won't you be happy if Jesus asked you like that?
如果耶稣这样对你说你会不会高兴
So when the man was so happy
所以这个人很高兴
He was thinking in his mind.
他心里面想
What to ask?
我要求什么
Then he opened his mouth.
然后他开口说
Before he said that,
还没有说之前
Jesus told him.
耶稣说
Wait a minute.
等一下
Just a moment.
等一下
Remember one thing.
要记得
Whatever you ask,
你无论求什么
I will give to your neighbor two times more than what I give you.
我会给你的邻居两倍你所求的
Suddenly the man stopped
这个人就停了
You know who is his neighbor?
你知道他的邻居是谁吗
His neighbor is his own church member
他的邻居呢就是他同教会的会友
And he doesn't like his neighbor
他很不喜欢
They are enemies
他们是仇敌
He especially that man's wife and this man's wife both are always fighting like cats and dogs
特别是这两家的妻子呢做太太的常常吵来吵去打来打去
But you Taiwanese people are not like that
台湾人不像这样子吧
You are a wonderful people
太美妙了
Isn't it?
是不是
Praise the Lord
赞美主
But Indian are not like that
但是印度人不是这样子
So fighting like that
他们常常吵常常打
So he was thinking for a long time
所以他就想
If I ask for $10
如果我求十块钱
God will give him $20
神就给我的邻居二十块钱
If I ask for one house
如果我求一个房子
God will give him two house
神要给他两个房子
So he was thinking for a long time
所以他就一直想
What to ask
我要求什么呢
Anything he asks
他任何所求的
His neighbor will get two times
他的邻居会得两倍
So he was thinking long long time
所以他想了好久
So Jesus looked at his watch
那主耶稣就看着他的手表
This fellow taking a long time
实在很久
So he told him
然后之后他就说
You think today
然后你今天好好想
The same time tomorrow I will come
明天这个时候我要来
Then you tell me
你就告诉我
So the Lord Jesus disappeared
所以主就离去了
So this man was thinking
那这个人在想
And he was thinking
继续想
And he was thinking
一直想
Just at that time
到那个时候
His wife came back from the market
他太太从菜市场回来
So the man told his wife
这个人就跟他太太讲
As soon as she heard Oh Jesus is going to give whatever we ask
当他听到说主耶稣要所求的都要给他们的时候
She was so happy
他好高兴哦
She was thinking of asking for all the jewelry and the gold and the diamond
他就想说我要求主耶稣呢给我很多的珍宝钻石戒指这些
All women like that
很多的女人都像这样子
对不对对So before the woman can say Okay ask this this this
所以当他要说要跟耶稣求这样这样的时候
He said wait a moment
这个先生说等一下
Jesus also said
主耶稣也说
Whatever he gives us
他所给我们的
He will bless our neighbor two times more
要加倍给我们的邻居
The moment she heard that
这太阳一听到
She became very angry
她就很生气
How can God do this?
神怎么能够这样做呢
How can he bless our wicked neighbor?
他怎么能够祝福我们那个败坏的邻居呢
So the whole night they never sleep
所以整个晚上两个人都睡不着
They were discussing
他们一直在讨论
What to do?
怎么说呢
What to ask?
怎么求呢
Whole night
整个晚上
All night prayer meeting
他们有通宵祷告会
Sitting down and discussing.
他们坐下来又一直讨论
Finally, in the morning,
最后在早上的时候
they have decided.
他们决定了
So they were ready. Whole day they were waiting for the Lord Jesus to come.
所以他们就在那里等主耶稣来
Then at the same time the Lord Jesus came.
在那个时刻主耶稣又来了
My dear son,
我亲爱的孩子。
Have you discussed with your wife and decided?
你们之间有没有讨论，有没有决定了？
He looked at Jesus.
他要看着耶稣。
Now please listen very carefully.
你小心听啊。
This man is going to ask for a very important thing now.
这个人要求一个很重要的事情。
He said,
他说
Yes, Lord, I am ready.
是的，主啊，我们已经讨论好了。
So Jesus stretched out his hands to bless him.
所以主耶稣呢，就伸出手来要祝福他。
He said, Ask, what do you want?
你要求什么？
He bent his knees.
他就跪下来。
Very humble.
很谦卑的。
He stretched out his hands.
他就伸出他的手。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
，Please take away one eye from me.
主耶稣。请你把我的一个眼睛拿走。
If Jesus take one eye,
如果主耶稣把他的一个眼睛拿走
，The neighbors,
他的邻居的两个眼睛呢都被拿走了，就瞎眼了。
You see, our heart is full of love for our neighbor.
你知道吗？我们的心对我们的邻居多么爱他们。
That's why the Bible says.
所以圣经上说
，Man's heart is full of wickedness.
人心比万物都诡诈。
Amen.
是不是
？We don't want our neighbors to be better than us.
我们不希望我们的邻舍比我们更好。
We always want to pull down other people.
我们常常都踩在别人身上，要把他们拉下来。
Very few people have a big heart to lift up other people.
很少人呢有这样宽广的心来提升、来扶持啊别人。
We pull them down.
总是把他拉下来。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
We must not be like that.
我们不要像这样子。
Because while we were sinners,
当我们还做罪的时候
，Jesus Christ loved us.
耶稣爱我们
and gave his life for us.
为我们而死
Amen.
是不是
That's what the beautiful song we sang.
这是我们刚才所唱的美好的诗歌
Jesus loves me, this I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道
Because the Bible says.
因为圣书这样说
And we must walk in the same love.
我们需要行走在同样的爱里面
If you walk in love.
如果你在爱里面行走
Revival will come very quickly to your country.
复兴就很快临到这个国家
Amen.
Amen.
Then not a single Taiwanese will go to hell.
没有一个台湾人会沉沦走到地狱。
Every Taiwanese will go to heaven.
所有的台湾人都要到天堂去。
Amen.
Amen.
Including your nagging mother-in-law.
包括你那唠唠叨叨的那个岳母，或者是你的婆婆。
How? How? You love your mother-in-laws?
你喜欢你的婆婆吗？
没有Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们这时候我们低头祷告。
Yes, Jesus loves me.Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus, I will. Yes, our loving Heavenly Father.
是的，爱我们的天父上帝。
We thank you for the great love that you showed us through your Son Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，你借着耶稣基督，你的儿子向我们显明那奇妙的爱。
We thank you for the great love Jesus had for us because he died for us.
我们感谢主耶稣为我们而死，显明那奇妙的爱。
This morning we lift up our hearts and say thank you Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们敞开我们的心说感谢你主耶稣。
We don't deserve your great love.
我们不配你的爱。
But we thank you Lord for loving us.
但是我们谢谢你爱我们。
And we pray.
我们祷告。
Help us to love one another also.
帮助我们彼此相爱。
That others can see the love of God in our hearts.
让人能够看到神的爱在我们心里面。
We thank you for bringing us before your presence this morning, our loving Father.
我们感谢你，你再一次把我们带到你的面前。
And we ask you, sweet Holy Spirit,
我们求你甜蜜的圣灵
to come and teach us this morning again.
今天早上来教导我们。
As you have been teaching us all these past few days.
就像你这几天一直在教导我们一样
Concerning the great prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us
教导我们学习主教导的祷告文
Come Holy Spirit
来欢迎你亲爱的圣灵
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵你来
Let us all call the Holy Spirit now
让我们呼喊呼求欢迎圣灵降临
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵欢迎你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵欢迎你来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵欢迎你来
Holy Spirit
圣灵
Holy Spirit
圣灵
Holy Spirit
圣灵
Come
请来
Come
请来
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵请来
Come with your power
圣灵带着你大能降临
Come and fill us right now
圣灵来充满我们每位
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵请来
Let your sweet love be power right now
你那甜蜜的圣灵来充满浇灌我们每位
Let your sweet glory be power right now
你甜蜜的荣耀这时候浇灌在我们身上
Come Holy Spirit
圣灵欢迎你来
Open our eyes
敞开我们的眼睛
and show us the wondrous things in the Lord's Prayer
显明在主耶稣基督所教导祷告里面的奥秘
as we learn to pray the Lord's Prayer
当我们学习、主教导祷告
teach us Holy Spirit
主圣灵教导我们
how to use this prayer in our life
如何把这祷告文应用在我们每天的生活里面
and to pray this prayer very effectively in our life
然后很有效的这样的来祷告
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray
奉耶稣基督名祷告
Amen
Amen
Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew the chapter 6
让我们打开马太福音第六章
Verses 9 to 13.
第九节到十三节。
We will all read these scriptures together this morning.
我们今天早上一起来读这段经文。
一、二、三。
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们免我们的债如同我们免了人的债不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远阿们
I have been sharing with you about this prayer these past few days
这几天一直跟大家来分享、主祷文
And we studied there are 7 points in this prayer
我们知道在这个祷告里面有七个要点
The first prayer Jesus taught us
第一个要点
Our Father in heaven
我们在天上的父
Hallowed be your name
愿人尊你的名为圣
That is the first prayer
这是第一个
Our Father in heaven
我们在天上的父
Your name is holy
你的名是圣
That is the first prayer.
这是第一个祷告。
The second prayer he taught us.
第二个重点。
Let your kingdom come on this earth.
愿你的国降临。
Let your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
That is the second prayer.
这是第二个要点。
And the third prayer.
第三个要点。
Which we are going to study this morning.
就是今天早上我们要学习的。
In verse 10 we read.
在第十节。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That is the third point the Lord Jesus Christ taught us in this prayer.
这主教导祷告文里面的第三个重点。
Let your will be done on this earth as it is done in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在这地上，如同行在天上。
When we pray this prayer,
当我们这样祷告,
we are praying for two things to take place.
我们是祷告求两件事情可以成就。
For God's will to be done in our lives.
让神的旨意可以行在我们的生命里面。
As God has planned His will for us up in heaven.
神在天上已经将他的旨意啊来要行在我们的生命里面。
And then we are also praying for God's will to be done in our country.
我们也求神的旨意可以行在我们的国家。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
God has a plan for every nation.
神对每个国家都有他的旨意。
That is God's will for that country.
那就是神对那个国家的旨意。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 tells us.
加太书第一章第三节第四节这样说
It reveals the will of God for a nation
显明神对一个国家的旨意
For example
举个例子
Exodus chapter 19
出埃及记十九章
Verse 6
第六节
God gives the reason why he raised up the nation of Israel
神告诉我们为什么他兴起以色列国
He said I have raised you up
他说我兴起你
So that you will show forth my glory
所以你要显出我的荣耀来
I have raised you up
我兴起你
I raised you up according to my will
我按着我的旨意来兴起你
So that you will display to the whole world my power
所以你可以向全世界来彰显我的能力
I have raised you up
我兴起你
So that all the world will know that you are a peculiar people to me
所以全世界上的万国都要知道你是一个独特的百姓。
God was revealing His will for the nation of Israel.
神显明啊，他对以色列国的旨意。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，When we pray this prayer,
当我们这样祷告
，This prayer is for two specific purpose.
这个祷告有两个特别的意义。
Lord, whatever is Your will for me that You have planned in heaven,
主啊，你在天上。为我所预定的旨意
I pray for that will to happen in my life
我就这样祷告求你的旨意成就在我的身上
Now look at this scripture very carefully
我们看着这经文
The Lord Jesus said
主耶稣说
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
On earth
在地上
Earth means two things
地上表示两件事
This real world
这个世界
And also refers to us
也包括我们自己
How can earth refer to us?
这个世界跟我们到底有什么关系
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7
在创世纪第二章第七节
When God made man
当神造人
God made us from the dust of the ground
用地上的尘土造人
And where does the dust come from?
这个尘土从哪里来
From this earth
就从这个世界来
Amen
是不是
So when we talk about earth
所以当我们 谈到 earth 这个字世界但是它同时呢也有地图的意思
It talks about the natural earth
包括自然界的这个世界
And spiritually it talks about us
在属灵方面呢因为我们就是从尘土造的也包括我们这些尘土
So when we pray let your will be done on this earth as it is done in heaven
所以当我们祷告说愿你的旨意成就在地上
We are praying
我们是祷告
Lord let your will be done in my life
主啊你的旨意成就在我的生命里面
My dear brothers and sisters
我的弟兄姊妹们
God has a plan for your life
神在你的身上有独特的旨意。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17 tells us，
在以弗所书五章十七节说，
that God has a perfect plan and will for every one of us。
神在我们身上有他独特的旨意。
Many times we do not know what is God's plan for our life。
很多时候我们做浮屠人，我们不明白神的旨意。
We do not know what is God's will for our life。
我们不知道神的带领。
So we pray like this。
所以我们就祷告。
Lord, I don't know what is your will。
主啊，我不知道你的旨意是什么。
Show me your will。
显明你的旨意啊。
Have you prayed like that？
你有没有这样祷告过？
有没有？有。 We pray like that。
我们会这样祷告。
Why？
为什么？
Why we pray like that？
为什么我们这样祷告呢？
We want God's perfect bestthings to take place in our life。
我们愿意神至好的旨意成就在我们身上。
We want to do things the right way。
我们愿意做正确的事。
We don't want to make mistakes in our life。
我们不愿意做有错误。
So we are desirous of knowing God's will。
所以我们就渴慕来知道神的旨意。
Several years ago，
几年前，
exactly about 14 years ago，
是14年前。
One very dear friend of mine came and asked me to pray for him。
我有个很要好的朋友请我为他祷告。
There was this girl in his church that he loved very much。
他在教会里面有一个很喜欢的女孩子。
There are many many young people here。
有很多年轻人。
So I hope this example that I'm going to tell you will be very useful for you。
我们这里有很多年轻人，所以我希望这个例子呢能够对你有帮助。
So he was in love with this girl。
他爱上这个女孩子。
And the girl was in love with him。
这个女孩子也爱他。
But the two families don't approve of their friendship。
但是两个家庭呢却不赞成他们的交往。
But this girl and this boy was madly in love with one another。
但是他们爱得都发疯的。
But both the families don't approve。
可是双方家庭不同意。
So what to do？
怎么办呢？
So he came and asked me to pray。
所以他就请我为他祷告。
Because the boy's family have a great respect for me。
因为男方的家庭呢对我很尊重。
And this boy is my very close friend。
然后这个男孩子也是我很要好的朋友。
So he told me，
所以他就告诉我，
If you pray and tell my father what is God's will， he will agree to this marriage。
那如果你为我祷告，然后告诉他们神的旨意，那他们会同意这个婚事。
So I told him I cannot pray for you。
我就告诉他我没有办法为你祷告。
Because this is a pastor's job。
因为这是牧师的工作。
Go and talk to your pastor about this problem。
你去跟你的牧师讲，请他为你祷告。
Your pastor is in a better position to counsel you and the girl and the families。
你的牧师呢可以为你做更好的辅导。
I am just an independent preacher。
我是一个独立的传道人。
I cannot interfere in this kind of local problems。
我不能介入这种事情。
Then he came up with a very clever plan。
然后他就想了一个很聪明的办法。
He hold my hand。
他就握着我的手。
You are not a preacher。
你不是一个传道人。
You are my friend。
你是我的朋友。
What a pen you。 So don't pray for a believer, pray for your friend。
你不用为这个会友来祷告，你就为你的朋友来祷告吧。
So this boy knew how to corner me。
这个朋友呢知道怎样来把我设计啊。
He said, All right, because you are my friend, I will pray for you。
我就说好吧，因为你是我的朋友我要为你祷告。
But don't go and tell other people I prayed for you for this matter。
但是你不要去跟别人讲说我为你祷告。
So I went and prayed。
所以我就祷告。
I said, Lord Jesus，
我说主耶稣，
This is the problem。
这里有问题。
What is your will？
到底你的旨意是什么？
Should they marry one another？
他们应该结婚吗？
Is it your will that this boy must marry this girl？
是不是你的旨意他们两个应该结婚？
For 3 days I was praying。
有三天的时间我一直祷告。
On the third day，
第三天，
I saw the Lord Jesus。
我看到主耶稣。
He came and told me，
他就来告诉我。
Tell your friend，
跟你的朋友讲。
It is not my will that he marry this girl。
他们之间结婚不是我的旨意。
And it is not my will that this girl marry this boy。
我的旨意也不让这个女孩子嫁这个男孩子。
It is not my will。
这不是我的旨意。
If they go on and marry，
如果他们结婚，
their marriage will break apart。
他们的婚姻呢就会吹了。
Within 6 months，
在6个月之内，
their marriage will become hell to them。
他们的婚姻呢会非常的痛苦。
Tell him，
告诉他们
It's not my will.
这不是我的旨意。
So I called my friend.
所以我就跟我的朋友讲
Come and see me.
来，我要跟你讲
I've got good news for you.
我有好消息要给你。
So he was so happy.
好高兴。
He came running to see me.
他就跑着就过来了。
He said, "Tell me quickly."
快点告诉我。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
？Now call my father right now.
那现在快点打电话给我爸爸。
And tell him.
告诉他。
So、I said, "Wait a moment."
我说等一下。
Good news must be told slowly.
好消息呢，应该慢慢的说。
Sit down.
请坐。
So that you don't get shock of, don't faint because of shock.
所以你不要高兴太高兴了以至于你就昏倒了。
So he sat down.
所以他就坐下来。
Very excited to hear the good news.
很兴奋的要等候这个好消息。
I said, my dear friend.
我就说我的好朋友啊。
I prayed for you very much.
我一直为你祷告。
And the good news is.
这个好消息是。
Jesus heard your prayer.
耶稣听到你的祷告。
Jesus heard my prayer.
耶稣也听到我的祷告
And he came to answer that prayer.
然后他来回应这个祷告
He was so excited.
他更兴奋了
Very anxious now.
哦，他很想要听到答案
Just as anxious as you listening to my story.
就像你那么兴奋的要听我告诉你的这个故事
Tell me quickly.
快点跟我讲
So I told him.
所以我就跟他讲
The Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣说
It is not his will that you marry this girl.
你跟他结婚不是主耶稣的旨意。
As soon as he heard that,
当他听到这样子
，all the joy and the happiness fly away.
他脸上的笑容，他的喜乐完全就消失了。
He became so sad that his face looked like a donkey.
他非常的悲伤，他的脸看起来就像驴子一样。
You know how donkey's face look like?
那驴子看起来像什么吗
？Very long.
很长，长脸。
对不对So he became very sad
所以他就很伤心
I told him
我就告诉他
If you marry this girl
如果你跟这个女孩子结婚
Your marriage will break apart
你婚姻就吹掉了
You will have no happiness
你不会有快乐
Just 6 months
六个月
Marriage will become hell to you
你的婚姻非常的痛苦
I told him
所以我就跟他讲
Don't marry this girl
不要跟这个女孩子结婚
This is not God's will for you
这不是神的旨意。
He was very sad.
他很伤心。
For a few moments, he just kept quiet.
有几分钟，他就安静在那里。
Tears were rolling down his eyes.
他眼泪就流下来。
So he asked me what to do.
他就问我说：“那怎么办
？”Just forget about it.
就忘掉了吗
？He said, "All right, I will do that."
我说：“好，我会这样做。
”I said, "So he took out a picture of the girl in his pocket."
所以他就从他袋子里面拿出那个女孩子的相片
And he tore the picture
然后就把那个相片呢就把它撕破了
And he threw into the dustbin
然后就把它丢到垃圾桶
Before he threw
他丢掉之前
He took one last look
他又在最后看一眼
And then he threw the pictures
然后就把它丢到垃圾桶里面
And tears were rolling down his eyes
然后他眼泪又继续流
Don't worry
不用担心
God will bless you with a very good girl
神会祝福你让你娶到好女孩
He went back home
所以他回去了
And the next morning
第二天早上
He called me
他打电话给我
You know the whole of last night I was thinking
他说整个晚上我都在想
What if I fast and pray
如果我禁食祷告
Will God change his will
神会不会改变他的旨意
Yes I may
SIB 可以吗
SIB So he asked me this question
所以他就问我这个问题
I said Besai
我说不行
But then he said
然后他说
You are a preacher
你是一个传道人
Haven't you read the Bible
你读圣经
When God wanted to destroy Nineveh,
当神要毁灭尼尼微
they all fasted and prayed.
他们就禁食祷告
God changed his mind.
神就改变他的心意
They were not destroyed.
就没有摧毁他们
So I told him,
我就告诉他
That is a different situation. This is a different situation.
那个情况跟你的情况不一样啊
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Many Christians have a wrong thinking like that.
很多基督徒他的想法错了。
They think that fasting and prayer will change God.
他们想说禁食祷告可以改变神的心意。
Let me tell you a truth today.
那我告诉你一个真理。
Fasting and prayer doesn't change God.
禁食祷告并不改变神。
When you fast and you pray,
当你禁食你祷告
it changes you.
是改变你自己。
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't change God.
不会改变神。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远
Amen.
都不改变
God is always the same
神永远是一样不改变
He doesn't change
他不改变
God's nature doesn't change
神的本性不改变的
He's always the same
神总是不变的
When you pray, fast and pray
当你禁食祷告
Our heart changes
我们的心改变了
And we submit to the will of God
我们就顺服神的旨意
So this boy told me
所以这个孩子就告诉我
I'm going to fast for 3 days
我要有三天的禁食祷告
I said actually it's good for you
我说对你这很好
He was actually as fat as an elephant
他就像那个大象那么强壮
Like a mini elephant
像是一个小型的大象
I said the fasting is good for you
我说禁食对你很好
Will make you look like me
你就禁食之后呢会看起来比较像我一样
So he fasted for 3 days
所以他真的就禁食三天
Never go to work
他没有去工作
Day and night fasting
白天晚上他都禁食
On the third day
到第三天
He called me
他打电话给我
Brother
弟兄啊
He was so happy
他非常的高兴
God has spoken to me
神对我说话了
God said I can marry
神说我可以跟他结婚了
I said what did he say
我说你说什么
What did he say
你说什么啊
Look on to me He said, God has given me approval.
神已经同意我了。
So I looked at him.
我看着他。
I said, it must be a strange God who spoke to you.
我想那个跟你讲话的那个神一定是一个奇怪的神。
Because God will not tell me no and tell you yes.
因为神不会告诉我不可以结婚又告诉你可以结婚。
是不是 So he said, no, God spoke to me.
他说不神这样对我讲。
Since God has spoken to you, go and do whatever you like to do.
我就跟他说，既然神这样告诉你，那你就做你所要做的吧。
But still, both the families never agreed.
但是两个家庭还是不同意。
So without the knowledge of their families,
所以没有取得他们双方家庭的同意。
They went to the registry of marriages and got married.
他们就到法院去公证结婚。
Two people with parents, brothers, sisters married like orphans.
他们两个人没有家庭的同意就像是孤儿结婚一样
So they start their family
所以他们开始有这个新的家庭
Exactly 6 months later
就刚好6个月之后
I was preaching in his city
我在他的城市里面讲道
He came to see me
他来看我
He looked at me
他看着我
Sorrow was all over his face
他的脸上整个是哀伤的表情。
And you know what is the first sentence he said?
你知道他说的第一句话是什么吗？
Please listen very carefully.
请大家注意听。
He said,
他说，
I regret not listening to you.
我很后悔我没有听你的话。
My marriage has become hell.
我的婚姻呢已经是一团糟。
6 months.
6个月。
My marriage has become hell.
我的婚姻像是地狱一样。
I felt so sorry for him.
我听了非常难过
Today
今天
After 14 years
14年后
His life is still like that
他的生命还是那个样子
His wife is still like that
他的太太还是那个样子
14 years he's shedding tears
有14年他流泪
Is that the will of God?
那是神的旨意吗
Yes or no?
No
It's not the will of God
这不是神的旨意
He married the wrong person.
他结婚的对象错了。
My dear young brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
And those people who are planning to get married.
特别是准备要结婚的。
Don't marry the wrong people.
不要跟错误的对象结婚。
All your life you'll be shedding tears.
你一辈子要流眼泪。
Amen. So when you pray, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以当你祷告，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
This prayer will help us to surrender our will to God.
这个祷告呢，是使我们顺服在神面前，顺服他的旨意。
We may have our own will.
也许我们有自己的意思。
Our own plan.
我们自己的计划。
Just like this friend of mine.
就像我这个朋友。
His own plan was to marry that girl.
他很想跟这个女孩子结婚
But that was not God's will.
但这不是神的旨意
If he had prayed,
如果他有祷告
Let thy will be done in my life.
愿你的旨意成就在我的身上
God would have blessed him with a wonderful wife.
神会祝福他会让他跟最合适的对象来结婚
Then let me also tell you another positive story.
那我、另外告诉你另外一个故事
There was this man praying for a wife.
有这个一个弟兄他也是祷告
All these two stories I'm telling you are all real stories
我讲这两个故事都是真的故事
And in a dream the Lord showed him a very beautiful looking girl that he's supposed to marry
在梦里面呢神就让他梦到一个很漂亮的女孩子是他所要结婚的对象
So he went for many days all over the town looking for this girl
所以他就在城里面呢走了好几天想要去找到这个女孩子
And then he found the girl
然后他找到了
She was his own church member
是他同教会的会友
But when he found the girl
当他找到这个女孩子
His heart was broken to pieces
他的心呢都碎掉了
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
The girl was blind
这个女孩子是瞎眼的
She was born blind
她生来就是瞎眼
No eyes
没有眼睛
So he thought in his heart
所以他在心里面想
How can God show me to marry a blind girl?
神怎么能够让我来跟一个瞎眼的女孩子结婚呢
可以吗 Are you sure? You be careful God will ask you to marry a blind person
你如果说可以的话神是不是要你、跟一个瞎眼的结婚呢
He may ask you to marry a lame person
也许他会让你跟一个 跛腿的人结婚
可以吗 Be careful
要小心
So he was so sad
所以他就很难过
Certainly this cannot be the girl that God showed me to marry
这个不应该是神、向我显现的那一位
I must have seen the vision wrongly
我的异梦大概错了
Next time when I'm sleeping
下一次我睡觉的时候
I must put my specs and sleep
My spectacles OK 下一次我睡觉的时候呢我要戴好眼镜
So when I dream I can see clearly in the dream
所以在的梦里面呢我要看得清楚
So he didn't talk to the girl
他没有跟这个女孩子讲话
So he was praying
所以他在祷告
Lord Jesus
主耶稣
The Holy Spirit make a big mistake
圣灵错了
He showed me the wrong girl
他告诉我的那个女孩子是错的
So show me a good girl, Holy Spirit.
所以，亲爱的圣灵，求你向我们显明一个好的女孩子。
With two eyes,
两个眼睛是健全的。
Good ears,
好的耳朵。
Can speak,
可以说话。
This time he prayed correctly.
这一次他好好正确的祷告。
So as he was praying,
当他祷告的时候
，The Holy Spirit told him,
圣灵就告诉他
，Simply because the girl is blind, you thought it was not from God.
难道就因为这个女孩子是瞎眼你就不认为是从神来的吗
Suppose if the girl had eyes
如果这个女孩子有眼睛
Then what would you have thought
那你会怎么想呢
Won't you think that this girl is from God
你就会认为这个是从神来的吗
He said yes
他说是
So when he heard that
所以当他听到这样子
His heart was very convicted
他的心呢就、被大大的、很扎心
As he prayed
他要祷告
Lord I prayed for a girl to marry
主啊我祷告求合适的对象结婚
You show me this girl
你向我显明是这位女孩子
What to do she is blind
我怎么办呢她瞎眼
Let thy will be done
好愿你的旨意成就
So he went and told his pastor
所以他就去跟他的牧师讲
Pastor I want to marry this girl
牧师我要跟这个女孩子结婚
The pastor was so happy
这个牧师好高兴
Because he was praying for this girl for many years
因为他已经为这个女孩子的婚事祷告好几年
So the pastor arranged for a day for this boy to meet this family
所以这个牧师呢就安排有一个时间让这个男孩子跟这个家庭女方的家庭来见面。
When the girl's family heard about this, they were so happy.
这女方的家庭听到这个事情的时候，他们也是非常的高兴。
That God has answered their prayer.
神垂听他们的祷告。
So the day came for their marriage.
所以当他们预定好婚事的日期，
The bride and the bridegroom were standing before the pastor.
新郎新娘就站在牧师的前面。
And the pastor was so happy.
这牧师好高兴。
And the girl was so happy.
这女孩子也是很高兴。
But this man,
可是这个新郎
he was shedding tears.
他一直在流眼泪。
The pastor looked at him.
这牧师看着他
tears rolling down his eyes.
看着他在流眼泪。
The pastor thought,
这牧师想说
This man is crying for joy.
他因为太高兴了，所以眼泪呢就不禁不住的流下来。
So the pastor asked,
所以牧师就问
My dear daughter,
我亲爱的女儿，
Will you take this man to be your wife, your husband?
你愿意接纳他做你的先生吗？
Yes.
他就说是的。
Then the pastor asked him,
然后这个牧师问这个新郎
My dear son,
我亲爱的，
Will you take this woman to be your wife?
你愿意接纳这个女孩子做你的新娘，做你的太太吗？
Open his mouth,
他开他的口，
tears rolling down,
又继续在流眼泪。
He cannot say anything,
他说不出来。
He said, "Let the will of the Lord be done."
他说，愿神的旨意成全。
So they were.